Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are your questions.
Whatever you email in does not have to be political. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before we get to the DeSantis news about next week and dump on the FBI and Biden's people are now getting arrested. No, not in the good way. Trust me on that. Let's get to this. So, we've been doing, cause I nerd out on things and I obsess on things, as you're well aware of by this point in time. I've been nerding out even more so than I did when I was a kid recently on B-17s and the bombing runs over Europe and all that stuff, and just super into that stuff. Some guy, well, I'll leave it to him in his own words. Jesse was listening to the podcast. I'm a little behind, which can happen when you work 5 days a week. We know you don't understand that concept. One, that's not very nice. Okay. He goes on to say, my grandfather was a tail gunner on a B-17. Just stay with me. Wrap your mind around what a great generation we had, man, and how brave these boys were. Anyway, he goes on to say, he missed his senior year of high school and enlisted at 17. He was part of the 8th Air Force, also known as the Gentleman from Hell. He survived a mid-air collision in training, flew 3 missions on D-Day, and was pulled from a mission due to appendicitis. His plane and crew never came back from that mission. It was shot down in the English Channel. He wouldn't talk about it much, but we would take him to the 8th Air Force reunions, and the stories were incredible. For example, they would have a pre-mission brief, at which point they would pull a curtain back to reveal the city they would be bombing. Say the target was Stuttgart or some heavily fortified city, guys would just start throwing up as they knew it was going to be bad. I could go on with more, but I need to finish ordering a great book I heard about. It's available at jessekellybook.com. He said, by the way, thank you for promoting the trades, even if you haven't mentioned fire sprinkler fitters. That's the guy's business, fire sprinkler fitters, and his name is Pat. That's freaking cool, man. That's freaking cool. Imagine, I'm just, man, 17. And I've heard these stories before. Guys would go down because there wasn't near as much documentation and everything wasn't as electronic, obviously, back then. Guys would just straight up lie. I was watching, Ken Burns is a worthless piece of communist trash, but he did a pretty good, yes, Chris, I know, with the hair piece. Anyway, he did a pretty good, documentary. I think it was called The War on World War II. And I was watching it with my boys the other day because I'm getting them to nerd out on World War II. And one of the stories was this dude, he wanted to join the Marines and he wasn't old enough and he just straight up lied. He just went up and lied about it, joined the Marines to go fight in World War II. And then the Marine recruiter who signed him up, they said he had to cross the street whenever the dude's mom would see him coming because she just wear him out for letting him join the Marines. Gosh. Oh, by the way, we are probably going to take couple calls later. We'll take some calls tonight. I just have some things I want to go over with first. First one is a PSA.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, great governor of Florida. He's getting in the race next week. Well, this is an article. Governor Ron DeSantis set to enter the 2024 presidential race next week. That's according to the New York Post. Okay, so sometime next week, Ron DeSantis is going to announce he's running for president. Now, you're probably sitting there shrugging your shoulders and rolling your eyes because you already knew he was running for president. Why did you already know he was running for president? Because I told you this a year ago. When I have inside information and I'm allowed to share it, I share it with you. I don't know about you. This is probably because I missed my calling as being a super spy. I love having information. I love having intel. And then I love sharing it with you because I know you probably geek out on that too. I like knowing things other people don't know. If you listen to the Jesse Kelly Show, I told you a year ago, I knew he was running. I had been told that he was already setting up his campaign staff. I already knew he was running. That was something I knew. I shared that with you. I then had people argue with me and email me and say, he's not running. And I listen, I'm honest with you. Am I not? As bad of a person as I am, when I have a theory or I think something, I tell you it's a theory or I think it. When I tell you I know something, it's because I know something. You really just need to take my word on that. Oftentimes I can't tell you why I know it, but I know it. I told you he was running. Now, going forward, what does this mean? Is this ever going to become the Trump versus DeSantis show? Of course not. You know, I'll talk about it. I'll bring it up when stuff comes up. We have bigger fish to fry than one presidential election. We will talk about it. We're not going to ignore it. This is never going to be the Donald Trump show or the Ron DeSantis show because it friggin' bores me. And that is a small way to look at politics. But I understand going forward, you are going to have a guy, probably. You're going to be in a camp. You probably already are in a camp. You're on Team Trump or you're on Team Heavy D. Remember my rules. I don't do that. You're welcome to. I do not do that. That's one. Two, I will tell you who I'm voting for when I make my decision. I'll tell you right now, I am leaning strongly towards Ron DeSantis solely because of Donald Trump's comments about the COVID lockdowns, still bragging about them. That doesn't mean you have to vote that way. I demand more than we did things perfectly. Everything was great. That is my issue. You know it's my issue, but I've been honest about that. Three, we will analyze this race from a dispassionate standpoint. What we like, what we don't like, who we think screwing up, who we won't. As it applies to you, allow me to just offer this a bit of advice. If you're in a camp, let's say you're on Team Trump, you want DeSantis to lose, I would encourage you to just savage DeSantis. Go after him. That's fine. Leave the DeSantis voters out of it. Same thing with Team DeSantis. If you're on Team DeSantis, you don't like Trump. You think he's this or that. That's fine. Savage him all you want. Go after him. Leave his voters out of this. Ron DeSantis voters and Trump voters, I know because I have people in both camps and I've met a bunch of each voter, are the same people with the exact same values. And the candidates themselves are going to start throwing monkey poop at each other every single day now. And that's good. That's a primary. Let them fight. Make them go fight. May the best man win. That's fine. Save your animosity for the candidates themselves. And the reason I bring this up is this. In the 2016 election, I was a Cruz guy. And Trump, you know, went on to win that one. But even during that primary, when I did not like Trump and I liked Ted Cruz, I did not like how often I saw people attacking Trump's voters. Trump's voters are stupid. Trump's voters are idiots. That always rubbed me the wrong way. Trump's voters are great people. They're salt of the earth patriots who want what's best for this country. And the same thing for DeSantis voters. Save your poison for the other team. And I've had people email in. This generally comes about Trump. They email in, Jesse, I'm never voting Trump again. His influencers or his paid people online are horrible. Okay, let's clarify something. Yes, Donald Trump hires gutter trash people. He always has. He always will. That's just what he does. That doesn't mean the average Trump voter is gutter trash. Just because Trump hired some scumbag online, that's pretty much what he does. That doesn't mean his voters are scumbags. I've been to a Trump rally. Trump's voters are my people, and they're your people if you're an anti-communist. Same thing with DeSantis voters. DeSantis voters aren't sellout rhino losers. They're people who want something different. They have their reasons. There are a million great reasons to vote for Donald Trump. Again, there are a million great reasons to vote for Ron DeSantis. Again, don't judge other voters because they have a different priority list than you do or I do. I've given you my priority list. What you say about COVID lockdowns and what you say about the FBI. That decides my primary vote. Whichever one of those guys wins the primary, and it will be one of those two guys, I'm going to vote for the nominee in the general election. This is how I'm voting. I've been honest with you the entire time. That's how I'm voting. Keep your judgment, keep your venom, keep your poison aimed towards the candidates themselves, not the voters, all right? And one or two idiots online, that's not an indication that the entire base of this candidate or that the entire base of that candidate is somehow bad, all right? We clear? Good. 877-377-4373. Let's do emails. Let's talk about these stats on depression. Let's rip on the FBI. Let's also remember when you call in, you get the soundboard option of your choice if you are calling in from a Pure Talk phone and only if. You do not get the soundboard option of your choice if you call in from a communist phone like Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. If you're wondering why you should switch from those companies, don't worry. It's almost the end of May. Right about the time Pride Month hits in June, you will know why you should have switched from one of those companies. You can either choose to fund that, or you can switch to Pure Talk. They love you. They'll save you a fortune. They have your values. CEO's a veteran. You deal with a pleasant American on the phone. Pick up the phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You even get a free phone, a free Samsung Galaxy right now when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and data. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You really should not. You know what? I need to change that because we're about to talk about depression. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What, Chris? You have to match the tone of the stories. So when I get excited about stuff, it can't always come out. All right. In all seriousness, before we get to the emails, get some phones and things like that. Depression rates. I won't go into all the details of the article. It's a New York Post article if you want the details, but they're tracking depression in America, and this country's getting more and more depressed. It's definitely hitting young people and young adults hard, and I'm not going to spend any time on this because I feel like I've been Daddy Jesse too much this week, and I don't know why. Sometimes I just get in parenting mode now. It's because I have sons, so I'm not going to spend much time on this, but I will say this. Find a group of people. You need physical interaction with other people. You have to have it. I'm talking to myself, remember. This is me. It's not like I leave here and I go want to go out to parties and things like that. I'm a loner, you know. You need human touch. Human touch is probably a bad way to put it. I sound like Joe Biden in front of a kindergarten class. You need human interaction, okay? It is important. It's how God made us. Man was around for about what was it, a day? And all of a sudden, he was lonely. He needed somebody. And then he made that terrible mistake and asked God for a woman. But either way, you need social interaction, especially now, especially as things kind of start to come apart on us a little bit. And we're honest about that. Look, what do you want me to say, Chris? Do you have a nicer way to put that? As things come apart on us a bit. Economically, drugs, border, and just as our government kind of comes down, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and to feel alone. And you're not alone, but you don't have any way of knowing that until you leave the house and go hang with other people. If you need help, get yourself help. We will go through it. We will go through it together. This is why we did the AC pins for the book. It wasn't just about selling books. That's obviously part of what it was about. But remember I told you last night, for anyone who didn't listen last night, we have this thing we're doing now. You know, the book I wrote, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. You know how you can go order it online, jessekellybook.com. If you order two or more, we've designed these pins. Very, very simple. Very, very subtle.
It's just a black pin with gold lettering, and all it says on it is AC. You can even wear it around your liberal Aunt Peggy. You get it, there's a form to fill out online where you have to upload a picture of the receipt or whatever, but the first 2,000 people who do it, and by the way, they emailed me and said it, they're going very fast, so just a heads up. You go to jessekellybook.com and click on that part of the link where you get, you order two or more, we will send you one of these pins. But when you get this, please don't get it and stash it. This is something we're passionate about. We've been talking about this a lot off the air. How do we create more of a community, an anti-communist community? Not about me, not about you, a community of like-minded people. I want you to wear that pin around wherever you go. And when you see somebody, someone else who has that pin, I want you to promise, you don't have to promise me anything. I want you to promise yourself, you will go interact with that person. You don't have to get married to them. 5 minutes. Go have a cup of coffee. Go have a beer. Have some chicken wings, some cheese sticks, whatever. Go sit down with a kindred spirit. All right. The AC pins. Like I said, sorry. I wish there were more than 2,000. There are not. You have no idea what it's like getting vendors and all that kind of stuff right now. That is what it is. So the first 2,000 people who go to jessekellybook.com and order more than one, that's how they're doing it. It's all set up online. You just fill out a form online. It's easy. So there you go. But that's part of our thinking in it. That's part of our thinking is we must be a community. And even if things are okay for you now, and I hope it's okay somewhat for you, going forward, there are going to be some very rocky times, no matter what, no matter who wins this election or who wins that election or anything like that. No matter who wins any of these things, there are going to be some bumps in the road, all right? You're going to want a community before those days come. Before those days come. So find a community, even if it's not the AC pins or whatever it is. Forget about that. Just find a community for yourself. Find yourself a church, a shooting group, a sporting group, a book club. Chris, what are some women's groups? The Air Force. A women's group. What, Chris? What? Also, something else you need to do for the future is get yourself some food. I really mean this. When you talk to people about getting an emergency 3-month food kit, they tend to look at you like you got, you know, horns growing out of your head. Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, the grocery store is always there. No, it's always there until it ain't there anymore. My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits, so you don't have to put any thought into it. You just go online, mypatriotsupply.com. Get one. Don't get 10. Don't overdo it. Look, if you need 10, we're all screwed anyway. Get one. So for 3 months, if things go to crap on us, we can figure out what we're doing around here. All right? Mypatriotsupply.com. Get to some more of these. Jesse, I've been looking for a church to get involved in. I know I shouldn't judge people by their looks, but the first part of a church website I go to is the staff page. 99% look like a bunch of low-T cheek-turning wieners. Well, yeah, that's a problem in the church. But there are good ones out there. There are many, many good ones out there. Go try to find one. All right. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Did you hear these FBI ladies? These two dimes that showed up at this lady's porch? Don't be fooled by dimes with a badge, gentlemen. I'm not as worried about the ladies. But if these two dimes show up on your porch asking you questions, the answer is always lawyer.
My name's Ashley Roberts and this is Kathleen Brown. We're both with the FBI.
Okay.
We just need to speak with her regarding some information that was sent in to us.
She doesn't live here.
Oh, okay.
So, currently.
Okay. Do you mind giving us her residence or her phone number by chance?
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Sure. She's not in any trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, she's not in any trouble. No, she's not in any trouble at all. We just want to talk to her. It's for her own good. We're actually going to protect her. Do not speak to the FBI under any circumstances without a lawyer sitting right beside you ever. This organization is against you. They are not on your side. They believe you are an enemy of the state, and they are going to treat you like an enemy of the state. We will know our government is on the right track. We will know our country is on the right track when government people start going to prison, and not a second beforehand. Until that day comes, these people are against you. They're against me. All right.
877-377-4373. Oh, book tour, again, reminder for you asking. So far, what we have is Houston, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Tampa, Florida. If you want those dates, they're in June, but those are also at jessekellybook.com. They have the book tour info there. That's really your one-stop shop for everything, right? jessekellybook.com. The pins, the book tour dates, to everything else. And I cannot wait to see you. I love you guys. All right, hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at jessekellydc.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Do you know, have you ever heard of a try-hard? It's kind of a modern term, a try-hard. It's referencing somebody who's really trying too hard, and it's really obvious they're trying too hard. Bud Light's trying too hard. My buddy Tommy Lauren, I told you about this. She put out something saying she knows she has inside sources at Bud Light, and Bud Light is in serious trouble. Apparently layoffs are coming. Sales are, they can't give it away. And they keep doing these things trying to make up for it. And it's to the point where if I had a heart, I would feel bad for them, but you can't go back. Remember, we have to kill them. Bud Light has to die in order to provide an example for other companies in corporate America. They have to be sacrificed. Their newest thing, you know, they came out right away and they started putting out all these military ads. We love our troops, and America. And look at the Clydesdales. And they really try to go all the way, lean into that all America stuff. The newest one. Okay. In case you don't know what a tryhard is, this is what you call being a tryhard. Bud Light's launching a new campaign. The bottles are camouflage. Guys, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. What you did is now baked in the cake. When I say baked in the cake, that means you can't unbake it. There's no putting that toothpaste back in the tube. Mainly because you forgot who your customer base was. Heterosexual dudes. And dudes now shame other dudes who drink Bud Light. You should see my text messages. 877-377-4373, by the way. You should see my text messages between me and my friends. I'm not talking about political friends either. I'm talking about Marine Corps friends, vet friends I text. I'm talking about neighborhood friends of mine. We're not talking overtly political people. The standard jab now when you say something or when you're trying to rip on your buddy is, yeah, I'll bring him some Bud Light. Oh, you can tell who drinks Bud Light here. That is devastating for a company.
Now the social stigma is so real, I don't know how you get around it. I don't know how you're going to undo that. But a camouflage beer can ain't going to cut it. Seth in St. Louis, go.
Jesse, you did it again. You teased something and you never got to it. What about stacking the court? Let us know.
Stacking the courts? I didn't say anything about stacking the courts. What did I say? What, Michael? Oh, from headlines we didn't get to yesterday. Oh, yes, from headlines we didn't get to. The plan was, hold on, let me see if I can find it here, because I actually kept this one. The members of the House, members of the Senate, are already discussing stacking the courts, how they want to stack the courts. Two things about this. One, this is not going to happen tomorrow. This is nothing you need to stress over for now. We have enough crap in front of us right now to deal with without having to deal with that. So don't stress about that. That's one. But two, they're coming for the court. There's no way the communists would take over every single political institution and just kind of let the court stop them. There's no way they would do that. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go, boss.
Hey, Jesse Kelly, a scriptor. Guess what? Harrisburg. I got tickets.
Yes, nice. You got to come put a hand in mine in Harrisburg.
Yes, of course, definitely. And my wife, she's the one who, when my boss offered carte blanche to go anywhere, really nice, but not Red Lobster, she said, oh, but I love Red Lobster, and it's where we went.
I love this woman. You got to bring her.
Yes, she's coming. We got tickets for both of us. So
nice.
Maybe we can hit Red Lobster afterwards. you know what? Here's something. The debt ceiling, right, that they're arguing about or negotiating over. Mm-hmm. This would have never been an issue. You know, everyone wants to say Joe Manchin, but if it wasn't for the establishment Democrats, you know, the globalists and the Republican Party, I mean, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and the 10 others, this would never even be an issue right now.
Yeah, look, there are things that happen which are bad. You can condition yourself to things that are bad and thinking they're normal. You know, we were talking about addiction earlier in the show. I'll come back to this because it's going to apply to the debt. Trust me, I'm just going to take a roundabout way to get there. I'm talking about the times in my life where I was drinking too much. And when you're doing that, here's what you end up doing. If you're drinking too much, let's say you're drinking a 12-pack of beer in a night or something like that. Here's what you'll do. You'll have four or five in a night and call it good. And you'll tell yourself, nice, I didn't even really drink last night. That's what you do. You become conditioned to bad things the more you do bad things. The truth is, even having a conversation about raising the debt ceiling without massive cuts to spending in the country, that's not something that should ever happen. When I had it laid out for me recently, what our fiscal situation is, you remember we had Mason Sexton on the show earlier this week. What day was that, Chris? Tuesday? On Tuesday, if you want to listen to it, it was in hour one. We had Mason Sexton on. But yes, it's Buck Sexton's dad, in case you wanted to know. One of these financial whiz guys. And he laid out for me, for all of us, what someone else had laid out for me. It's not just that we're heading into a severe crisis with inflation and interest rates and a recession. It's that our debt ratio now, our debt to GDP ratio now, is so much worse than it was the first time we went through one of these things, that some of the things we did before, they're not options on the table now. We now, you know what it is? You know what it is? This is what it is. You know what? You ever been late for something? You're late for something. And so what do you start to do? You start to rush. And when you start to rush, you start to make everything worse. Oh, crap, I'm late for work. I got to get out the door. Oh, dang it. Because I was late, I accidentally knocked a glass off the counter. Now I've got broken glass on the floor. I've got to pick that up. Now I'm even later than I was before. Oh, no, I just backed into the mailbox. Crap, I have to stop and get out and check it out. When you get yourself in a bad situation, in a desperate situation, you compound everything. And what you do is you eventually take options away from yourself. You don't have options anymore. That's why I've been trying to sound the alarm as gently as possible. And I try to do it gently because what can you do about it, right? Besides make preparations. I've been trying to sound the alarm for what is coming. What is coming economically is really hard, man. Really hard. Like I said, look, I can only tell you what he told me. Peter Schiff told me it's going to be worse than the Great Depression. And I've been telling you Great Depression Part 2 is coming for a long time. And he said, look, the fiscal situation is just so much worse. And now what's happening is the world is beginning to move off the dollar as the reserve currency. The dollar being the world's reserve currency, that's the reason these people have been able to outspend our budget every single year. Normal countries can't do that. Normal countries don't do that. We're just used to running up, oh, $1 trillion deficit here. Oh, look, another $1 trillion deficit there. That's not normal. You can't do that. And once the world stops using the dollar as the reserve currency, that stuff stops. Do you know how much gets slashed when that stuff stops? So back to what Joaquin was saying, it's Republicans and Democrats. The most honest and totally accurate argument leveled by Democrats against Republicans is when they point to Republicans and say, you talk about our spending, you spend just as much. That's true. It is. Republicans will complain about Democrats spending, and then they'll get in there and it's $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill. It's freaking horrible. All right. 877-377-4373. We get to some icky culture war stuff after we get some calls, some emails, after we fix your shooting because your shooting isn't good enough. Look, my shooting isn't good enough. You know how I know your shooting isn't good enough? Mine isn't good enough? It's never good enough. There's always someone out there who's faster and deadlier, maybe even luckier than you are, than I am. We always need to improve. I love Mantis X because it takes an obligation. It takes an obligation out of your hands for something you need to do. It's hard to make yourself go to the range. It's hard to grab a few boxes of ammo and spend that kind of money. You think it's hard for Chris? It's hard for everybody. Mantis X allows us all to dry fire practice in the comfort of our homes or at your work. If you've got a very understanding boss, of course, that kind of thing goes around here. Maybe not so much in your office, but they'll get you good. They'll put you through drills. They'll get you ready. Go to MantisX.com, man. It's what the pros use, and it's fun. You'll find yourself having fun. MantisX.com. Get one, all right? We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's time. You know what? I was going to get into some kind of gross culture war stuff. They got dudes in women's bathing suits, but I just kind of that stuff skews me out sometimes, and I don't want to deal with that now. Let's deal with some emails. Let's deal with Elon Musk, the smartest guy on the planet, saying what I've been saying.
I'm a big believer that people are more productive when they're in person. Look, there are some exceptions, but I kind of think that the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the fake Marie Antoinette quote, let them eat cake. It's like really, you're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work to the work in the factory. You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home. The people that come fix your house, they can't work from home, but you can. Does that seem morally right? That's messed up.
You see it as a moral issue?
Yes.
I don't
see it as a moral issue. I just said get your butt to work so you can get promoted. That's all I said. Dear part-time but mostly symmetrical broadcaster, literally. You know, that's not very nice. You guys have started adding that word into the emails on purpose to try to get my blood pressure up. I'm upset about it. I have several discussions a week with my son about his history class at school for obvious reasons. I'm a huge history nerd like you, and he's following in those footsteps. At 13, he's watching what I would have thought he'd consider the most boring deep dive historical documentaries on planet Earth, but that is one for our most shared interests. The highlight of my year so far is when my son told his teacher he was wrong and he needs to look into FDR more closely as he was a full-blown communist. I wonder where he heard that. Possibly your show as we drive to school every day. Honestly, could easily have been me during our dinner conversation, but I'm blaming you for the call I'm certain to get. Keep up the good fight. Says his name is Bryson and his son's name is Noah. One, that's a sweet name. And two, Noah's going to be all right, man.
Noah's going to be just all right. I know that much. Dear Crayon Eater in Chief, I just had an interview in my with a new job in my industry. He's a machinist with a large company, pays well. Woman conducting the interview asked if I was fully vaccinated. I said no. She asked if I had one or two shots. I proudly said zero. My interview ended quickly afterwards. Needless to say, I will not be working with them. Happy I've been there. Oh, that's so good. Oh, speaking of what, someone else going through this. Chris, Washington, go.
Hey, I was just going to say, I've been fighting a vaccine mandate with my employer. I work for the state of Washington for the last year and a half. They finally told me I'm no longer a leper. I'm going to go back into the office. They wanted me to wear a mask. I said, absolutely not. Ah. So I'm winning over here in Washington State.
My man. My man. Well done. All right, let's get to the icky stuff. I don't want to do this. We're only going to spend a second on this because it's really, really gross. Adidas, just another company that you shouldn't buy anything from ever. They have a Pride 2023 ads. You see that Pride waterboarding doesn't wait until June. They make sure they get in there early. And this one, it's really so gross. Chris, I don't want this on any of our social media accounts, please. It's disgusting. They have a dude in a one-piece suit. And I'm pretty sure that it's things are full. Things are, what, Chris, what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to describe that? I saw a bulge, okay? That's what I saw when someone sent it to me. It's freaking gross. I didn't know how to say it to people. I tried to be nice, but that never works. So I might as well just come right out and say it. It's freaking disgusting. Stop buying Adidas. Stop pretending dudes can become women. Stop pretending women can become dudes. And liberal white women, please stop mutilating your children.
How is this affecting you and your family directly?
Well, my daughter will not have access to the healthcare that we know is life-saving, medically necessary, best practice care. Our government has decided that they know better than the American medical establishment, than every major medical association, than parents and physicians who specialize in this care. We have our daughter transitioned socially when she was 5 years old. So the vast majority of transition is social. It is allowing children to be able to show the rest of the world who they are on the inside. And for my daughter, that meant growing her hair out, wearing dresses, and changing her name. So there's really not any.
Just so we're clear, I know you get this. That's not her daughter. That's her son. She has her son wearing dresses, growing his hair out like Chris and Michael, who look like a couple hippies. What? No, that's too much hair. I think you both have too much hair, okay? I wanted a Yes, I know it's because I'm balding, okay? All right, I understand that anyway.
Any kind of medical intervention until puberty. And, you know, puberty blockers are totally reversible. These are used for a variety of different healthcare reasons, not just...
Yeah, I'm going to stop. She goes on for a minute. That's evil, man. Like I said, liberal white women are the most evil because they do it to their kids. And the connection between a mother and their child is sacred. I believe it is from God. And I'm not dismissing a father's relationship. I love my relationship with my boys. But to this day, I'm 41 years old. And if I do a show that night, and let's say, you know, sometimes I get upset on occasion. I don't do a lot of yelling and screaming. You don't need that. I don't need that. But on occasion, I lose my temper, or on occasion, I'll get really down. My mom will listen to the show. My mother, I'm 41. My mom will text me on the way home. Hey, son, are you okay? Hey, praying for you. Hey, I hope you're doing okay. That's because moms love their children in a unique way. Think about how evil you have to be to, instead of loving your child in a unique way, sacrifice them like that for the newest religion of the day. That is so despicable. I remember when my oldest son, he was our firstborn. Oh, well, I know. My oldest son is our firstborn. Breaking news. Our oldest son, we brought him home from the hospital, and he was a week old. And you know how new parents are. It's better when seconds, but when you're a new parent, you think he's made of glass and he's going to break. And we had this couch that sat really low to our carpeted floor. And I mean, really low. It was a foot off the floor. My oldest son was squirmy, squirmed his way down. Like, she was in the kitchen making food. I was doing something, and he kind of squirmed his way off and kind of fell off the edge of it. Didn't even cry. There was no injury. There was no nothing. It was nothing. We ran and grabbed him and just like held him like he'd been in a car accident forever. That's what you're like. That's what a mother's love is like. I don't think my wife put him down for 3 days after that. Instead, you have these freaking women. Who does that to their own baby? I don't get it, man. All right. We have one. At least we'll be able to make fun of one of these people. You want to make fun of one of Joe Biden's hires? That's fun. We'll do that in a moment. First, let's get some better towels. You need towels. I need towels. My Pillow has the best towels out there. Surprise, surprise. I know you're going to find this shocking, but they spent forever and spent a fortune designing better towels than everyone else. That's pretty much what they do over there at My Pillow. On top of fighting for your values and my values, they have a 6-piece towel set. 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. It's normally $99.98. They are on clearance right now for $25. Go get yourself a couple sets of 6-piece towel sets from MyPillow, all right? MyPillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener special square in the top and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Now, we'll take a couple calls, 877-377-4373. The liberal justices are fighting each other. That'll be fun. And one of Joe Biden's people is a fugitive from the law. Oh, gosh. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.